All right, guys, doing an audio test with iPhone 4 and Audioboo. I have connected to my iPhone 4 my Brando mini capsule microphone. I want to do a audio quality comparison between the microphones that are built into iPhone 4 and the Brando capsule microphone that I absolutely love. This is the microphone that I connect to my iPhone whenever I do Audioboos, whenever I shoot video, and this is the first time I'm connecting it to iPhone 4 to do a comparison. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause Audioboo, disconnect the Brando mini capsule mic, and then we are going to continue this audio recording of this Audioboo with the built-in microphone on iPhone 4. All right, so we're resuming the recording, and this time I'm using the microphones that are built into iPhone 4. The whole goal of this is to find out how well the microphones are able to work in a situation where ambient noise may be an issue. It's not much noise going on right now, just the kiddos running around the house being silly. And again, it's important to me to test audio on my devices, and that's one of the reasons why I have the Brando mini capsule microphone. It's my go-to device whenever I shoot video, because if I'm narrating something, I can point it at me, or I can rotate the microphone to point it at my subject, whatever the case may be. And I'm still going to do that. I know that that's going to give me possibly the best result. But when I don't have that one with me, or as I own two, whenever I don't have one with me, in a pinch, I need to record an audio, but I want to know what the quality is going to sound like and how it's going to work out. So I'm really looking forward to listening back to this audio boo. Looking forward to posting it on Twitter and seeing what everybody thinks. For all of us here at Dizzy Dog TV, don't let your tech get you dizzy. Later.